Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, Vianna. I got your number from my credit card company,
Yes,
and
sir.
I have a transaction that was made that I don't know where it's coming from.
Could I have your zip code?
44055.
Your first and last name?
Julio Rodriguez.
All right, thank you for that. So I see an account here match your name. Could you verify your address?
3905 Cary Drive, Lorain, Ohio 44055.
Okay, thank you. So I see a purchase here for our Wi-Fi booster. It was made on the 15th of November. And then there's a charge for the 18th of November for $49.97.
What was that for?
So it was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club.
I didn't subscribe to no consumers, so whatever club.
So you may have purchased a Wi-Fi booster. The Consumer Buyers Club is the people that actually supplied the Wi-Fi booster, and in order to receive it at such a low rate, they gave you a subscription. Well, you had to be joined into the subscription.
That's weird. I don't agree. I don't remember agreeing to that. I received a Wi-Fi booster, but I don't even know where the heck that came from either.
Okay, so you say you didn't purchase the Wi-Fi booster either.
No.
Okay, so what I can do for you is go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department where they could further assist you with these charges. Just give me
Okay.
1 second. Just give me 1 second. I am almost finished.
No, you're good. There just any way to cancel that subscription and
Yes,
refund me my
sir.
money?
They'll discuss everything once we process the fraud case, but as of now, the account is canceled. But you would have to contact the fraud department for the other charges. So just give me 1 second. I'm almost finished with that. And I'll get you transferred over to the fraud department. Is there anything else I can do for you before I transfer you over?
That'd be all. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye bye.